It's Central Time. I'm Rob Farage. You're with us here on the Ideas Network. Coming up, we talk about Governor Evers' veto this week of a bill that would have reduced the amount of training required for certified nursing assistants. First, Thanksgiving is less than a week away, so a lot of us are stocking up and preparing to host a meal for family and or friends. That can always be challenging, but for anyone hosting for the first time, it can be extra intimidating. Not only is there plenty of cooking to worry about, but carrying on family traditions or starting new ones can make it an emotional time, too. Got us wondering, what's the best way to pull it off? That's where you come in at 800-642-1234. We want to know, what's your best advice to someone who's hosting their first Thanksgiving dinner? What do you remember about your first time doing it? What went well? What might have gone wrong? Were certain family dishes or traditions that stayed constant over the years, no matter who's hosting? Do you remember maybe doing it for the first time after it was passed down from one generation to the next? Call 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. Or post on the Ideas Network Facebook page. Central Time executive producer Judith Sears-Poisson is with me in the studio. Hey, Judith.
Hey.
So this can be a big production, the Thanksgiving dinner.
It can, and I think the key word that you said was intimidating, mm-hmm. especially if you've never, I mean, it's not just that it's Thanksgiving, it's that it's usually more people than you're used to and more dishes than you're used to and timing things out. So yeah, I think it can be pretty intimidating.
Now, we've got some advice from listeners and our colleagues. People have posted on the Ideas Network Facebook page, and we'll wait for people's calls, of course, at 800-642-1234. I have some thoughts. So, like, making a whole turkey, it's kind of a big deal.
Yes.
It is something that can go wrong catastrophically, or just kind of, you know, you can end up with dry turkey.
Mm-hmm. Or
for
raw.
For smaller, yeah, that too. For smaller gatherings, I've just done turkey breast.
Yeah.
Just, you know, a packaged turkey breast, and that's a lot easier to be sure, because, like, you're going to do this big complicated thing, and the first time you do it, maybe, is under the clock with a big crowd waiting
right.
for it.
And also, if you know the people who are coming that are going to be enjoying the meal, if they're probably all going to be going for that white meat anyway, mm-hmm. I mean, there's often one or two people who, you know, will go for the drumstick. But, you know, especially the first time out, yeah, make it simple.
I have been to multiple Thanksgivings where exactly one person wanted to eat the drumstick. That person was Rob Ferret, public radio host. You know, and it's not like I love him so much. It's like, I'm happy to eat them, especially when no one else will. Most people, you're right, aren't going to miss that drumstick. So just that keeping it simple advice with maybe turkey breast. Now, we heard Tracy on Facebook wrote, she does the turkey. She says, I don't cook the turkey in the oven. A few years ago, I brought a large countertop roaster. Works great and frees up my oven for other things.
Yeah.
That's another good point, too,
the
oven traffic jam.
Well, and I'll say, too, when you're looking at what you're going to make, first of all, it's kind of like packing, you know. Think about everything you might possibly want to take on a vacation and then cut it in half. Same thing with the Thanksgiving dinner. Think of the things that you'd like to make and probably, you know, cut at least a few out and prioritize maybe some that you can do on top of the stove. So instead of, you know, I'm sure we'll get hate mail. Maybe you don't need to make the green bean casserole. Maybe you can do sautéed green beans. I know. It's, you know, of all the things we talk about, this is probably one of the more controversial. You know, but think about ways that you can do some of the stuff on the stovetop, maybe even a toaster oven, not just in the oven itself.
Well, the same Tracy who had that advice on the turkey says, crock pot mashed potatoes. Then you're not cooking and mashing potatoes right before the meal is ready. Saves chaos, saves mess. And again, that saves a burner or oven space, depending on what kind of potatoes you're going to make. Well, let's bring out a caller at 800-642-1234 with your advice for the first time Thanksgiving Day host. Elizabeth starts us off in Nina. Elizabeth, hi.
Hi there.
What do you got for us, Elizabeth?
Well, I have a tip, but it's not an actual like recipe tip.
Sure.
It's actually a people management tip. everyone will end up in the kitchen anyway. So think ahead of time what kind of tasks you can assign, because everyone will say, what can I do to help? And if you have some things in mind, it makes it a lot easier.
Interesting. And people, you've done this, Elizabeth, and it works?
I have. Not just for Thanksgiving.
So if you invite me over to your house for dinner, Elizabeth, I better come ready to work, it sounds like.
Well, or at least to socialize while others are working.
All right. I can do that, I guess. Elizabeth, thank you so much. Elizabeth, not alone on that one.
Right. And what I'll say is that as someone who was often the invitee, not the host for the dinner, you know, sometimes people have a recipe that's really meaningful to them. And so if you actually let them bring that, it means a lot to them to be able not just to contribute to the meal, but to be able to contribute something that's special. So one of the things that I learned that I did not learn early enough, but I learned now, is don't be afraid to ask for help. Don't be afraid to ask people to bring something.
Yeah, as Susanna Michaels from our membership team says, involve others in the cooking. She's on the same page. It's fun to sit around a table and chop vegetables. Don't feel like you need to cook every possible dish. Keep it simple. So yeah, enlist the people who say, what can I do to help to mm-hmm. be your prep cook, if nothing else?
And I'll also say, and this was a hard one for me to get past, don't feel like you have to do everything from scratch. So for instance, say you're making a cornbread stuffing, which is one of my favorites. You know, great. If you have the time to make a wonderful from scratch cornbread, that's great. But you know what? You can buy ready-made cornbread at the grocery store. All you have to do is crumble it up. One tip that we've talked about, actually, Rob, on other shows that I've really taken to heart is maybe you don't have time to do all that chopping. Salad bars have a lot of the stuff chopped
up already.
Just a
little stuff, yeah.
You know, some carrots, some celery, some whatever. You don't have to do it all yourself.
We are looking for your advice for the first-time Thanksgiving host. You can join in at 800-642-1234. We'll go back to your calls now. Kay is with us in Madison. Kay, hello.
Hi. Well, my first Thanksgiving after I was married, I invited my husband's family, and I insisted myself that I had to have all the special dishes. And by the time we sat down, I sat down and I broke down and cried.
Oh, no. You got through it, though.
I was so stressed out.
Oh, no.
And if I had to do it again, I would, as other people said, invite people to bring something, not insist on having the perfect Thanksgiving dinner, but just having a good time with my friends and family. And that's what I would do differently.
Okay, thank you so much for sharing that story. And yeah, I'd love to hear from people about what went wrong, too, maybe with their first or subsequent Thanksgivings.
Well, and our colleague Valerie Wasik from PBS Wisconsin said, my first time I didn't wash the turkey or remove the neck and giblets. Uh-oh. And every time I basted the turkey, I added another stick of butter. She said, paper started falling out of the turkey as I carved it, and the meal was gravyless. I was 22 years old, and I will add, the first time that I took over doing Thanksgiving dinner, I was actually 16 years old, and I never cooked a turkey.
Wow.
And to be honest, Thanksgiving hadn't been a huge holiday in our family, so I hadn't even gotten to watch a lot, but I felt really strongly about doing it, and I didn't know. Valerie was actually lucky that it was wrapped in paper. Mine were in plastic.
Plastic, oh no.
And yeah, the turkey had started cooking, and our wonderful across-the-street neighbor knew that I was doing this and actually called and said, just checking, you do know there's a plastic bag inside, right? I'm like, ah! So it was early enough that I could get it out. But yeah, there are things like that that can go wrong, might go wrong, and we'll still live to tell about it.
And Valerie had a part two to her story the next year. She says her family distracted her, switched the roasters, and Valerie was shocked when she found her turkey had shrunk to the size of a Cornish hen.
That's
for the past
elaborate.
30 years, she says, I've been plotting my revenge.
That's pretty it. Elaborate. I like that.
That takes some malice aforethought. Back to your calls now at 800-642-1234. Wes is with us in Green Bay. Wes, hello.
Hi. I have found that a really good killer dessert, especially one that you can make ahead of time, will be a dry turkey, mushy green beans, lumpy mashed potatoes, everything will be forgiven if the dessert is really good, especially one that you can use a lot of whipped cream on.
Nice.
And make it ahead of time. Don't stress over it. Have it sitting in the refrigerator waiting.
That's awesome. And whipped cream does cover all flaws in the dessert as well.
Yes.
Do you have a favorite pie or other dessert to put out there, Wes?
Oh, Grandma's cheesecake.
Nice.
Everybody
will go away happy with that. Thank you, Wes, for that call. We are looking for your advice for the first time Thanksgiving dinner host. You can share your stories, your successes, your space and time-saving tips or your Thanksgiving fiascos. Call 800-642-1234. What tips do you have making that first Thanksgiving dinner? What worked when it came to picking up old family traditions? Or did you go in a whole new direction? One year I just made turkey enchiladas. I went straight to the turkey enchiladas.
Wow.
It was great. We'll pick up the conversation coming up on Central Time. Central Time on the Ideas Work is what you're listening to right now. It's this week's edition of Food Friday. I'm Rob Farah. Judith Sears-Poisson sitting in with me for Food Friday. You can join in at 800-642-1234. We're looking for advice for the first-time Thanksgiving dinner host. What went right for you on your first ever Thanksgiving dinner? What went wrong? What do you wish you knew then that you know now? Call 800-642-1234. We got lots of callers. Let's go to Becca in Elk Mound. Becca, hi.
Hi, thanks so much for taking my call. I've got a tip and a fiasco. So my fiasco was last year we had our first Friendsgiving. We drove out to North Dakota to one of my best girlfriend's houses, and we ended up with four mac and cheeses because our sorority sisters came together and nobody knew what anybody else was bringing. It wasn't too much of a problem, but it was pretty funny. And then the second one was that while we were there, we used our technology to help us with timing things out. My friend had an Alexa show, and so we had different timers, and we were able to see which thing needed to go in the oven next, and it was just fantastic. So that was really fun.
Becca, thank you so much for the story of carb loading. And, you know, we call it back timing in radio, and I think that's one of the most challenging things about cooking multiple dishes that you want ready and warm all at the same time.
Reverse timelines. It's, it's like planning a big event. And one of the things that can be hard to remember to do, if you are doing that turkey, if you want to baste it, you know, it's like, oh, it's a time again. And Sarah on Facebook said her grandmother passed down the not so secret to perfectly roasted birds, bacon.
Nice.
Always,
she just let it slowly drip over time.
Yeah, so a pound of bacon, lay the strips over the bird. She said you don't have to weave them in any fancy way. and you won't need to do anything under the skin of the bird or baste the turkey at all. So you also get the smell of bacon. And she said when the bacon's cooked crispy, take the turkey out of the oven, peel the bacon off, and it's a good appetizer. She specifies for the cook.
Nice.
Which I love too. And I'll say one technique that I've done is, it's not as fun or tasty as bacon, but actually cheesecloth over the turkey. And when you baste it, it actually holds it on there instead of the butter or whatever just rolling right off.
But don't eat the cheesecloth.
Don't eat the cheesecloth.
Courtney Everett from The Morning Show, a producer for The Morning Show, said use warmers for the food. It feels like everything's done before the turkey is, and so it ends up getting cold. So that's a nice, even if everything's not ready at the same time. Back to your calls now. Carol is with us in De Pere. Carol, hi.
Hi there. So I have a tip for a first-time person that's very organized and OCD about preparing a big meal. I was very anxious to impress my family and my mother-in-law that I could handle this big meal. And so I figured I could boil my potatoes ahead of time for my, mashed potatoes. And so I did that. I boiled them and put them in the fridge thinking I'll pull them out, prior to the meal and mash them up. Little did I know that when you boil potatoes and then they cool, they become glue. And so it was like a huge wad of bubble gum in the pan. And it had to be thrown out. So my advice would be, don't prepare too much ahead of time, and especially not potatoes.
Okay, now what you do there, they're blue, you put in some beet dye or red food coloring, and then something white, I don't know, like mayonnaise or something. You got red, white, and blue. You got
she
American potatoes.
Glue.
Oh, glue. I just said blue.
I think she said...
No, blue.
Glue.
Oh, glue.
They turn, yeah, they
glue.
Don't turn blue.
Okay, I thought she was saying they turned bluish. That would be weird.
That was very patriotic of you, Rob.
And then you use them as an adhesive. Okay, I got nothing. Thank you so much for sharing that. Yeah, potatoes do get weird when you pre-cook them like that. Though I don't know. Yeah.
There's some things that freeze really well, like wild rice freezes really well. So
I've never made wild rice for Thanksgiving. That's a great idea.
It's a very good idea. Thank you.
I'm not knocking it. Back to the callers now. AJ is with us in Green Bay. AJ, hello.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Good.
For me, the best way to cook a turkey is when you bring it out of the roaster, chip all the meat off the bird and make a homemade gravy with the drippings and stuff, and then reheat that. Because most of all the time.
All right, so make that gravy out of the turkey and then get the gravy back on the turkey.
That sounds awesome.
That sounds like a great idea.
Again, I have to say gravy, it sounds silly, but gravy intimidates me. I've never actually made homemade gravy.
I have, you know, I'm not great at it. Yeah. I'm not great at it. Yeah. But, it, I mean, when people pull it off, it's really good. Let's go to Carol now in New Richmond. Carol, hi.
Hi there. Yeah, just some advice for pretty much everyone. If you, my mom once, she used to like have a really bad habit of chewing on her fingers, and so it would be common to see her wear a Band-Aid. Well, she made the turkey, and one of the Band-Aids slipped off.
Oh, no.
And went into the stuffing. Yep. So if you have any Band-Aids, you probably should remove them.
There you go.
Yeah, if my sisters are or brothers listening across the state, they'll be laughing right now.
Wow.
But yeah.
Okay, Carol, I got to ask, is this one that you made fun of your mom of for years, or did everybody pipe down about this one for years?
Oh, no. We brought it up, and we made fun of her. And, yeah, she thought it was funny, too. But, you know, I mean, it was all in good fun. I mean, she didn't mean it, but, yeah, pretty disgusting.
Carol,
so.
Thanks.
That's great. And I will say some of those family traditions are bringing up the things that go wrong in previous years. Stephanie Elkins, one of our wonderful music hosts, said, my first gathering, I followed a recipe for a historical drink called cranberry shrub that involved copious quantities of vinegar. And shrubs are really popular now. So others might be trying this. She said, it was awful and became a family joke for years afterwards, but it did get everyone laughing, including me.
Yum. Vinegary cranberry. I mean, I can't see what could have gone wrong there. Still time for you to share your advice for the first-time Thanksgiving host at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. Back to your calls now. Daniel is with us in Minocqua. Daniel, hi.
Hey, how's it going?
Good. What do you got for us, Daniel?
It seems like a lot of people want a deep-fried turkey these days, and I just got a couple tips to go along with that that'll help kind of smooth out an awful, intimidating process. First tip is always defrost your turkey.
Good.
Don't burn down your yard.
Oh, yeah.
You got to get it all the way defrosted. My second tip, and this comes from a coworker, measure out the amount of oil beforehand so that you don't end up frying only half your turkey and having to flip it upside down to go ahead and fry the other half.
All right. Have you pulled this off successfully, Daniel?
I have pulled it off successfully for years, and my mother-in-law wants me to do one this year, so the ante has been upped a lot.
Well, I have to say, Daniel, when you said you had some advice for deep-frying turkeys, I thought you were going to say, just don't. Because it seems
No, it makes the most delicious turkey you've ever had.
Wow. Well, I would have to get past the fear of it.
But. Yeah. Well, as long as Daniel's doing I'm all for it.
Yeah. Daniel, just send us an email with where we should be and when. We'll be there.
Alrighty, guys. Sounds good.
Thanks for the call, Daniel. We heard from some sentimental stories from our colleagues. Bram Sable-Smith, investigative reporting fellow, says he's hosting Thanksgiving for the first time. It's a strange feeling. Bram says this will mark the end of an eventful year where I bought my first house and got married. Congratulations, Bram. Somehow hosting my family for Thanksgiving is what feels like a turning point in my life where I've pivoted from being a son and younger brother to being a grown man, taking on the responsibility of cultivating my family and traditions. Yeah, it is a big adulting moment, as you say these days.
And I think that also adds sometimes to the anxiety and the stresses. You want it to be perfect. And you know what? What I've learned, Rob, is that the people around you, the people that you are hosting, they are a friendly audience 99%
hopefully
of the time. Yeah. But, you know,
not.
They appreciate that you're doing it. And so they're going to cut you more slack than you're cutting yourself.
I think that is fair. That is fair. Back to your calls. Time for a couple or even a couple few more calls. KC is with us in Waukesha. KC, hello.
Hi, how are you?
Good. What did you want to tell us about, KC?
Well, I was hosting my first Thanksgiving dinner, and I was scared to make mashed potatoes. And I had asked if my mother-in-law could bring them because she made absolutely the best mashed potatoes. When she walked into the door, she handed me a 5-pound bag of raw potatoes.
Oh, no.
If that ever happens, just say thank you and try your best.
So did you end up pulling off mashed potatoes from the time she got in the door till you put it on the table?
Well, they weren't the
best, but I have since then perfected it. But yeah, they weren't the best. No,
okay.
Not at all.
Well, really, she only had herself to blame, the mother-in-law.
Well, I mean, you got to be clear. Can you bring the potatoes? Like, if you ask that way, you don't know what you're going to get.
It's a very, raw potatoes. Very literally, yes.
Thanks, KC. I'll go now to Lisa in La Crosse. Lisa, hi.
Hi. I just wanted to share, I was a residence hall dorm director for 10 years at a few different institutions, and one of my favorite memories was around Thanksgiving time, I would order a turducken from campus catering, of course, the hen inside of a duck inside of a turkey, and then ask the students in the residence hall to bring whatever they had in their room. So usually we had turducken with Doritos and ramen and canned peas, and it was a lot of fun.
Pop-Tarts for dessert.
Right, exactly.
That's
exactly.
Awesome.
Now, this turducken's pre-cooked, right? You're not trying to do it on a hot plate in the dorm room, right?
Right. No. Hot plates aren't allowed. It would have to be.
Oh, right.
That's awesome.
Yeah, because nobody had hot plates on your floors. Wink. Lisa, thank you
so
much.
Wow.
So
now
great.
I want to start adding ramen into the Thanksgiving tradition.
That I bet you could pull off.
Yeah.
And Pop-Tarts.
Yes.
It's time for another caller or two. Joanne is with us in Eagle. Joanne, hi.
Hi. My idea is something that I finally found out a few years ago, and it works wonderfully. There's such a hassle getting all your food on the table at the last minute. I found out that you make two turkeys, smallish ones.
Ooh.
You roast one ahead of time, slice it, make the gravy, it's all done. The second one you roast on the day of Thanksgiving, and you take it out of the oven, and you put it on the table, and it looks beautiful. And you've already got everything else ready.
Very
you get
nice.
Your food out without going through it.
A little subterfuge.
I was
going to
say
Joanne.
A little sleight of hand there. Look how beautiful it is. Oh, look, it's already carved.
And then we've got Jim in Reedsburg. Jim, hi.
Hi, how you doing?
Good. What's your tip, Jim?
Well, it wasn't me, but our Thanksgiving consisted of everybody bringing a dish to pass. My cousin designed a Weber grill to roast a turkey on. He able to feed the charcoal through the side, and there was a drip pan.
Ooh.
But he would put thick-cut bacon over the top of it. And as the bacon got done, he would replace it with another piece. So by the time this roasted Weber roasted turkey was done, you could melt it with your eyes.
Nice. That's fantastic, Jim. Another great bacon tip to leave us with. Hey, you can keep sharing your Thanksgiving meal first-timer tips at the Ideas Network Facebook page. Thanks for your calls. And Judith, thanks for sitting in.
Always fun.